Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Ro. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Ro. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's one daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Ro. Go to ro.co/listen to see if you qualify. Rx only. Go to ro.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It is on a Monday. Thank you for making us a part of your day. I am a tad under the weather today. Not overly, not like it's ruined my day, but you ever have, like, you wake up, you feel perfectly fine, right? You go about your day, and, you know, you have your morning coffee, maybe you take a shower. I mean, I hope at some point you've taken a shower, but, you know. And then, like, you're driving into work, and you feel that tickle in your nose. Okay, I'm talking about, you know, congestion. And you get to work, and all of a sudden, you felt fine 30 minutes ago at home. And now you're, well, for me, it was taking my son to my parents. But like halfway there, I went from feeling fine to congested, right? So had to take some meds to at least be able to sound decent on the radio. But that's the worst. Like I woke up feeling amazing however many hours ago I woke up. And then, like, in the course of 3 hours, I went from great to, oh, man, this, gotta blow my nose, to, oh, no, there's a little something going on. Lots to get to today. We're going to talk about the Save Our Backyards, very important meeting tonight, and just interesting who we have not heard from yet when it comes to the situation in the town of Niagara. By the way, did anyone listen? I'm sure you all listened to Hardline yesterday. Mayor Restaino, I still haven't gotten a, hey, sorry, something came up. Sorry, I didn't answer your phone call. I don't mind you don't want to come on the show, like I do. But Restaino usually is always fine to come on the program. We booked him. And no answer yesterday morning. So hopefully he'll make up. He'll give us a call this week. Also, looking to connect with the supervisor in the town of Niagara. left her a message, and hopefully we can connect with her sometime this week. We also heating up the race for Erie County Dems chair, and yeah, we'll talk about being sick at work. We'll do that final segment. But first, what everyone's talking about, again, there's two things going on in my algorithm on X, and that is the Fauci diaries, which I think David did a great job breaking down, and more to come from that. By the way, I think it's embarrassing that no other ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, MSNBC, or MS Now, no one's talked about this. I mean, obviously, it would be very difficult for Jake to talk about it, Jake Tapper, seeing that he's mentioned several times, and George Stephanopoulos. When are we going to stop pretending that George Stephanopoulos is a news guy? George Stephanopoulos is a partisan hack, and he is the head of ABC, not the head, but he's the face of ABC News. The guy's a partisan hack. He got his start working for the Clinton campaign. And we're still supposed to believe this guy's giving hard-hitting news? I mean, number one, he's never on This Week. My gosh, I don't do a week of Hardline. Joe, come as you please. Yet George Stephanopoulos, he's never hosting This Week. And the name's on his show. But we're surprised that George Stephanopoulos was talking with another liberal partisan hack, Anthony Fauci, as we're learning in these journal entries. Obviously, more of that to come. But on top of that, the other hot topic are these new Bills jerseys. And if you listen to the program, you know I'm a huge Bills fan, season ticket holder, right? Love my Buffalo Bills. Bud and Hamburg, I think, said something along the lines of what I'm feeling in his call to David's program. Can we just stick with two jerseys? Like, I have now done a complete 180 when it comes to alternate jerseys. And this is a problem in college football too, right? Bud brought it up how, college football teams, they could go a game wearing a different jersey. Like, I like the home and the road jerseys, right? The red alternate was fine. It really helped the Bills win in that snowstorm. It was very easy to see the red jerseys. I'm kind of sick of alternate jerseys. Now, I get it. It makes them money. They sell merchandise based, they sell the jersey, and they sell merchandise based around the jersey. But this is atrocious. I hate to be mean. This is absolutely atrocious. I thought we had seen the worst jersey, and it might still be, the worst jersey ever assembled was the Saber Slug. And I remember being in high school, and we're talking mid-2000s internet. So it's not the early days of the internet, but it's nowhere close to where internet is today. And the Sabres had this mechanism on their website that, every minute was clearing up. And the point was at 0 hours and 0 minutes and 0 seconds, you'd see the jersey, right? And then some computer nerd, which I'm a radio nerd. I've never been able to be a computer nerd. I wish I was. I wish I was that smart. Some computer nerd discovered how to fast forward the image, and the slug was revealed. And I remember in high school thinking, maybe the Sabres put that out to fool everybody, right? To get people talking about it and then to be blown away when, oh my gosh, it's not that ugly slug-looking thing. And then the next day they had a reveal at the arena, and they all came out in the slug jerseys. Like, oh, no, that wasn't fake. Those are actually the jerseys they're wearing. They're quite ugly. At least this is just an alternate jersey, right? It's not, they're not going to wear it all season. But this is another swing and a miss. Those ice jerseys or freezing jerseys, whatever the heck they wanted to call them, those were awful last season. And someone told me I was wrong that they won in those jerseys. I think you're wrong, Texter. I believe the Bills lost in those ice jerseys. Tanner, am I wrong? Am I right about that? I believe they lost to the Dolphins at home in the ice jerseys. But if I'm wrong, I will be I will correct myself. Are we still employing? Is Pegula? I mean, this wasn't Pegula 20 years ago. But are the people who created the slug still employed creating jerseys? I mean, the helmet. I mean, at a time where everyone's asking for the red helmet to come back, right? We have those great memories of 90s Bills. We also realize that the red helmet was also worn by the beginning of the drought Bills, not just the 90s Bills. But everyone has great memories of the red helmets. They want the red helmets back. And what's the answer? This blue blob with the charging logo on either side of it? I just think it's a swing and a miss for both the helmet and the jerseys. And, you know, Bud said UB looks like something UB would wear. Yeah, it looks like something a group of six college football team would wear to get people talking. I think I've seen this jersey on Tuesday Night Maction on ESPN. It's pretty bad. Again, I if they win in the jersey, I don't really care. Right, I'm not going to buy. I don't buy merchandise based around alter. I mean, there's rare instances where I'll buy a jersey based or merchandise based around an alternate jersey. Like when the Mets wore those blue jerseys, I did. I'll be honest, I did like the blue Mets alternate jersey. 803-0930, star 930. I know there's more serious news going on. It's the first text I get, Joe. There's more serious stuff going on. I know. But this is what Western New York is talking about. As I said, I go on Twitter. There's only two things being there's three things being discussed on my Twitter. What the Mets are going to do at the trade deadline, the Fauci diary, and the Bills alternate jerseys. Those are the three things trending on my algorithm on X. 803-0930, star 930. What do you think? Have you seen these atrocious jerseys that the Bills have? They brought out, you know, I was excited for the announcement. The Bills were making an announcement at 9:30. All right. Well, we're 9:30. I like 9:30. But they did shame to the time, 9:30 a.m. With that release. Now, there are people who disagree with me. I know that. I don't think this is 50-50. I will say that. I don't think there's 50% of people who like this jersey. But there are people who are saying that it's being overblown. What's this? What does our Brayton Wilson say? This is Brayton. Brayton knows what he's talking about. When it comes to, I mean, I'm a sports guy. Don't get me wrong, but I will defer to Brayton on things like this. Brayton said yesterday when the leaks were coming out, judging on what it looks like, those alternate Bills uniforms may. People are overreacting way too much. They look just fine. Brayton this morning doubled down, saying, I still stand by this from yesterday. The Bills are trying a new look. Is it the greatest? No. But again, they look just fine. Maybe this judgment will change once in game action. But for now, it's whatever. Happy football season. Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, if they win in these jerseys, I'll be happy. You know, my feeling on the season does not hang on an alternate jersey. Every sports team that I'm a fan of has had an awful alternate jersey at some point. The Sabres have had about three. But this is Matt Beauvais, his reaction to it on social media.
No, I've seen a lot of people go on social media and say that they don't like the new Bills jerseys. And here's the thing. I don't think they're bad. I think they're terrible. They're really, really, really bad. Listen, I don't like them. Some people might like them. If you like them, totally okay. If you don't like them, well, then you're probably in the majority. I think the jerseys are just really bland. They look like those jerseys you would get at JCPenney back when you were a kid.
Yes.
The helmet, I think, is fine. But if the helmet doesn't look good with the jersey, here's the one thing I'll say, the one optimistic, positive thing I'll say. They will look better on the field. Jerseys always look better. Uniforms always look better when Josh Allen's wearing them. There's no doubt about that. But after all of this anticipation, after all this lead up, the Bills have a new jersey. The Bills have a new uniform. The Bills have a new helmet. For this to be what it is pretty underwhelming.
Matt, that's being nice to say underwhelming. Again, like, can someone who works in marketing call in the show? It doesn't have to be marketing with the Sabres, but marketing overall. Call into the show and explain to me what is so difficult, right? The people are begging for red helmet, red helmet, red helmet. They've been begging for red helmet for years. we get one game in which Mitch Trubisky took 99% of the snaps. Did Trubisky play the rest of that game? Or did someone else? No, Trubisky. Allen took the first snap, and then it was Trubisky. What's so difficult about just bringing the red helmet? Like, they've changed. They had a different helmet for that ice game. You know, I look around the country, and, you know, there's been this pushback or this push to go, you know, more nostalgia, right? Like, the Tampa Bay Rays are wearing Devil Ray jerseys every now and then. The Sabres, after doing everything except for what people asked, right? The Sabres had the go-ahead, which now everyone wants the go-ahead back. It's funny how things go in waves. But the go-ahead, people are like, oh, we want to go back to blue and gold, blue and gold. And so the Sabres give us the slug, and that's awful. And the best season, regular season in Sabres history will always be remembered by that slug until they have a better season. And now they're adding two games, so maybe that happens. Then they say, okay, we hear you, the slug's awful. Here's another... It's the original crest, but it's not. It's modernized. Remember that? It was a darker blue, a different gold, and they wore that for a few seasons. And people were like, no, we just want blue and gold back. We want the 70s jerseys back. And finally, the Sabres go, oh, you want this? The jerseys we wore at the Odd. Okay, why didn't you say so? And it's like, we have been. And it's funny, now everyone loves the goat head. I mean, it's the Sabres do have two of the, I think, greatest logos of all time. The original Sabre logo with the buffalo and the swords, the goat head with the secondary B with a sword through it. I think, again, I don't think you can touch those logos when it comes to hockey logos. But for the Bills, and the Bills have, in my opinion, some of the sharpest jerseys in the NFL. The home and away, the helmet with the charging buffalo, love just your everyday Bills jersey, right? After the Bills had an awful main jersey, right? The Bledsoe jersey, as I call it. Those jerseys were awful. And they won't really be remembered because the Bills were awful in those jerseys. The Bills never went to the playoffs. They lost to the Steelers' third team. Those jerseys will not be remembered fondly. And they are meant to not be remembered fondly. They were awful. And the Bills went back to the jerseys that we see today. They've been touched up a little bit. But people are asking for red helmet. And I just don't understand why the Bills are giving us everything but the red helmet. Like, you gave it to us for one game at to close out Highmark Stadium. But you'll bring this blue blob. And David said it perfectly. It looks like someone put a few commands into ChatGPT, and this was the helmet. Again, it's a swing and a miss. Every now and then, you're going to get a swing and a miss. It just seems like in Buffalo, we have a lot. I mean, hey, I hate to pick on the Buffalo, but I love the Bisons, and I love the Mets. But sometimes the people you love make the worst marriage. Have you've seen this? The Bills, the Bisons and Mets, two of my favorite baseball franchises, right? Love the Mets and I love the Bisons. I think the Bisons are the best run minor league program in the country. But when the Mets were with the Bisons, they had the worst logo. It was an awful logo. I loved the away jerseys because they looked like the Mets away jerseys, except it said Buffalo. But the home jerseys I don't know, over graphic, if you get what I'm saying, Bison's writing, the Bison's print on what was supposed to look like the Mets background, but it was the city of Buffalo. I just didn't like it. Now, the Bison's jerseys now, I love it. Kind of went back to the original. They're sharp. They're clean. The Bison's have a crisp logo. But all of our franchises here in Buffalo have gone through a time where it was pretty horrendous. A pretty horrendous logo. But again, if the Bills win, I don't really care. We're not going to be talking about the jersey. Like, if we're still talking about this jersey in October, in November, then, man, the season must be either going so well we can complain about the jersey, or so poorly we need to find something else to talk about. Because Hopefully that's not our default discussion, you know, on Thanksgiving when the Bills are playing the Chiefs. Hey, what about those Nickel City jerseys? But they're kind of just blah. As Matt said, they're underwhelming. A lot of hype for nothing. But whatever. It's football season. The Bills have a new coach. They've got some help at wide receiver. I hope the Bills win 50-7 in these jerseys, okay? If the Bills win the Super Bowl, well, they couldn't. You can't wear an alternate in the Super Bowl. But, you know, whatever. If the Bills win the Super Bowl and somehow with the change in NFL rules, they wore these jerseys in the Super Bowl, then guess what? They'll become my favorite Super Bowl. I mean, my favorite jersey, all right? Like, that's kind of where I stand. I'm not going to buy it otherwise. It's kind of blah. It reminds me of a Division II college football program. But, again, at the end of the day, I just care how the team plays. You know, I prefer the regular jerseys, and this is just kind of disappointing. And my bigger question is, why, when the fans want one thing, can the team just not deliver for a season the red helmets? I don't think anyone asked for this blob helmet. But there it is. That's the release. What are your thoughts? 803-0930, star 930. We'll take your calls on this. And when we come back, Save Our Backyards. They're having a meeting tonight. My question is, where's Tim Kennedy? Where's Kathy Hochul? They released statements. Statements. Kathy Hochul was here last week. She released a statement. Tim Kennedy, he could go to a press conference, but he's on vacation. He's on vacation. We'll put a statement out from someone in his office.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep. It's key.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers. And someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money. And most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You could be in the worst mood. This song comes on and it is a day changer. An absolute day changer. And you feel that sweet freedom. Hey, it's Joe Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN. And this story continues. And again, I want to ask, where are the elected officials? Where is Tim Kennedy? Where is Kathy Hochul? Tim Kennedy hasn't, all he did was release a statement on the situation going on in the town of Niagara. Now, allegedly he was on vacation. Fine, go on vacation, enjoy yourself. But there's a big meeting tonight, Save Our Backyards. Here's Lexi Hawk talking about what's been going on and what they're hoping to accomplish at this meeting. Hold on, of course, I didn't have the right one queued up because it's Monday, and why would I? This is Lexi Hawk. Here's a little bit of what she had to say.
We are still in our home. The Army Corps of Engineers came in on Tuesday, and they said they're hopeful in the next week, but they're having a hard time finding homes that allow pets. We are still in our home. The Army...
Yeah, can you imagine that? Like, hey, this is what we found on your property, but we're having a... having a tough time, and this is nothing to do with, this is not against the Corps of Engineers, it's not against the Army Corps of Engineers, but it's just, I keep on going back to this, and I know it sounds lazy to continue to say the same thing, but in a state that can house every illegal that comes into the state, because we're a sanctuary state, we can put them in hotels in New York City, hotels in Amherst. We can have them close down the Best Western in Cheektowaga, yet we cannot find housing for New York citizens, American citizens, who are living on toxic land. How is it acceptable that this is moving so slowly? How is this acceptable? That's what I want to know. That it is moving so slowly for these poor people and their families. She continues.
It's really scary. I mean, I have a 3-year-old, and we kind of just try to stick to, like, a portion of the house and not to go outside. It's really sad. They came in here and started digging with an excavator to do soil samples last week, and being in the house while they did that was really terrifying. They're not done digging. They said they're probably going to come back this week and do some more. And the soil samples they took from this week take about 45 days in the lab to process before they could figure out exactly what other chemicals could be in there and the health risk analysis.
So again, that's Lexi Hawk. Her soil in her backyard continues to be tested, as you heard her say right there. And she is part of the group getting together today called Save Our Backyards Niagara. It is the Niagara Radioactive Public Health Emergency. That's what the meeting is about tonight, 6 p.m. at the Wyndham Garden Hotel. Speakers include affected residents, Lexi Hawk, Carolyn Johnson, and others, NCAA NAACP, Niagara Falls Branch, Diane DiRaggio, Nuclear Information and Resource Service attorney and author, Christian Civiletto. You also heard Dennis Hannon. He was on Hardline yesterday. He is running for Congress in the 26th district, which is this district. He'll be at this meeting. The goal of the meeting, well, Lexi Hawk says this.
Well, we want to go over our action plan, and then we also want to hear from the community. Hear their concerns, hear their questions. We're going to write all of that down, and we're going to make sure that we get those questions to the right people who have the answers. So we had plenty of conversations with the commissioner, and we told her we wanted this meeting, and we told her how we wanted it to go. We wanted them to do a 30-minute slideshow and then let us all talk, every single person there. We got there, and we're told we had to write stuff down on a paper, and they would choose which ones to read. So that just felt like another backstab. So ours will be a bit different than that because we are going to allow everybody to speak.
Now, again, Tim Kennedy, congressman who represents the town of Niagara, has not been available for comment. I've gotten the only reason I know he's on vacation is because of the great work of Jim Fink, who actually gets a hold of people, unlike me. I texted the congressman's office and got nothing in return. Now, he did put a statement out on July 12th. That was 15 days ago. 15 days ago. He released a report saying, reports that residents in the town of Niagara may have been exposed to elevated levels of radioactive contamination on their properties are deeply concerning. The health, safety, and peace of mind of every family in Western New York must be our top priority. So that was his first release. Now, allegedly, he did bring this up at a press conference on Friday, but he didn't put that on his social medias. That was not important to put out on social media and tell the people. But allegedly, he did. He demanded immediate transparency and action regarding elevated levels of radioactive contamination discovered on residential land and yards in Niagara County. Again, I say this. Why hasn't he met with the residents? Why hasn't he been there? The same with Kathy Hochul. Kathy Hochul was in Western New York a week ago today. She did not take the time. She releases a statement. I just think that's so empty. I think it's so empty when you have people that, I mean, listen, you can hear it in Lexi's voice. You can hear it in Carolyn's voice when she called in last week. These are people that are continuing to live. You know, this isn't a suspected radioactive. I mean, this has been tested and deemed radioactive in some places, you know, so many times the, quote, acceptable limit. And I'll tell you, I'm outraged. I live in Clarence, and I'm outraged for these people. Yet, we have a meeting put on that didn't even go as promised. So now the residents affected have put together their own meeting today. And, you know, I hope something comes of it. But to say that there is no acceptable housing, that they're still searching for acceptable housing, I think that is just such a slap in the face to the people of New York State. I really do. I mean, we can find housing for, we can bus 60 people up here, and Mark Pullen cars can throw them into the Red Roof Inn Plus or into the Best Western by the airport. But we're going to say, well, because of your dog and your cats and your pets, get the heck out of here. How about make an exception? Hey, I'm going to make sure my dog doesn't poop on the floor. I mean, these people are I know I've said this a million times, they're living in houses that are killing them. And our elected officials are what, too scared to comment on it? If you feel the state's not doing enough, Tim Kennedy, why don't you do something as a member of Congress and get these people out of their homes? You know, Kathy Hochul, every time you're in Buffalo, you want to talk about how you're from Western New York. You don't say that to the New York Post. The New York Post, you're Manhattan Kathy. But when you're here, you want to still pretend that you love Western New York. You couldn't have taken 20 minutes, go up to the town of Niagara. It was so important that you put your name on that steel beam that's going to be part of the housing complex at Canalside. That was so important for Kathy Hochul to get that picture of her and the hard hat on, because she's doing the tough work, and she's got to make sure her name signed on the beam there, her name signed on the beam at the stadium. God forbid Kathy Hochul's name isn't on the steel beam when they tear that stadium down in 50 years. But she couldn't take the 20-minute drive to the town of Niagara to meet with these families. And she's having all these meetings. I don't know if you've seen her on social media. Kathy Hochul's having all these meetings with these employees that work for tips to talk about how she's waived tax on tips. Now, again, she was against waiving. She was like John Kerry, right? She was for it. She was against it before she was for it. Kathy Hochul was against removing tax on tips until January of 26. She wasn't for it last year. If she was for it last year, you would have been able to write those off on this year's tax returns. But no. Kathy Hochul had to be forced to actually align herself with something Trump stands for. So now she's doing all these videos because, again, we see this a lot with Erie County Democrats. We like to pretend that never happened, right? We like to pretend the negative thing never happened, right? So for Kathy Hochul, she wants you to pretend that there's no such thing as the internet and the Wayback Machine. She was never against tax on tips. So now she's making all these videos. She's making all these videos going to bars and coffee shops and talking to the employees that work for a tip because, you know, she understands. So she can go do all that. She can go to New York City and go to these fancy, liberal-only coffee shops. But she can't meet with the families in the town of Niagara. Now, is that because it just didn't fit into her schedule? Or can Kathy Hochul not meet with these residents because it's, I don't know, a red part of the of New York? Now, it's represented by Democrat Tim Kennedy, also represented by Angela Mornello, who was on this program very early in this talking. Senator Rob Ort has been very vocal about this. Did Kathy Hochul not go up there because it's represented by a Republican state senator and a Republican member of the assembly? Could Kathy Hochul be that petty? I hope not. But she's meeting with all these bartenders and baristas, but couldn't meet with individuals that are living on toxic soil, radioactive soil. Does she care that they're still living in their houses? Does she still have a good connection with the Red Roof Inn Plus here in Amherst? Could she call them and maybe get a few rooms? I think you can bring pets to the Red Roof Inn Plus. I'm pretty sure I have delivered to the Red Roof Inn Plus and heard a dog barking. But I just think it's getting ridiculous that 2 weeks later we are still talking about this. Not just that we're talking about it, we should be talking about it, but we're still talking about four families living in their homes. This poor woman has a three-year-old in her home that she knows is surrounded by radioactive land. What is the state doing? The state is so quick to stand up to ICE. They're so quick to welcome you with open arms, illegal immigrants. And yes, release the violent illegal immigrants back into population with an appearance ticket. They're so quick to do things like that. But they are moving ever so slowly on doing something for these families. Now, I'm not going to sit here and pretend that the federal government's not also missing in action. Don't get me wrong. I would like to see the federal government take over and place these families in houses yesterday. But it shows you the priority. It goes back to the city of Buffalo, right? The summer before Sean Ryan's elected, we have the finding of the lead in the soil. And this is something I'll never let go. We find the lead in the soil. I asked Sean Ryan on election day about this. He says, we'll look at it. I ask him a month or so after he's elected. He says, we're looking into it. Still no movement, to my knowledge, on the lead in the soil in on the east side of Buffalo. Yet, Sean Ryan, what's the first thing he does? An executive order for the police not to cooperate with ICE. So it seems as if our elected officials, our elected Democrats in New York, they're more about standing up to Trump than they are helping their residents, helping the tax-paying citizens of New York State. I don't know, where's that on the list, Kathy Hochul? Where's that on the list, Sean Ryan? Where's that on the list, Tim Kennedy? It's standing up to Trump. For Tim Kennedy, it's standing up, it's vacation. Where are the folks in the town of Niagara? Where are your constituents on that list? I'd like to know. Because again, you go back, it's following the same thing as with Sean Ryan. He knew about this. We talked about it before the election. We talked about it after he was elected. And yet there's been no movement. You've got people on the east side of Buffalo who in their soil, it is three or four times the acceptable amount of lead poisoning in the soil that their kids are playing in, their dogs are walking in. You know, when it's a rainy day, that mud is, I mean, you can't avoid it. You can't avoid it. But yet Sean Ryan, the first thing of action was not for the taxpaying residents, the hardworking people of Buffalo. No. We have to stand up to ICE. You notice these people are never missing when they can bash Trump. Tim Kennedy's never missed an opportunity to get on the floor of Congress and bash Trump. If you watch C-SPAN, it's to the point where it's repetitive. Yet these poor people are living in homes they know are poisonous. They know the land's poisonous. And hey, we're looking for a house. That's just shameful. It's absolutely shameful. And like I said, I'm not letting them off the hook here either. But Kathy Hochul wants to go shopping with people for back to school. She wants to sit with baristas. She wants to sit with bartenders and talk about no tax on tips, even though she was against it. And that's fine and everything. Yet she can't go meet with the families. She can't go expedite this and make sure they are in some type of housing. And again, someone's going to put on the text board, Joe, I'm pretty sure that the EPA is a federal, should take over. Okay, well, Kathy Hochul put illegals up in hotels all around New York State. She can't do that for her own citizens. She can't do that for people who are legally here, paying into the system. Come on. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. It's also the number to text in on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Would love to hear from you and what you think on this. We'll take your calls. We'll take your texts after this break. It's Joe Beamer on a Monday on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hour number two. Let me tell you, allergies. Allergies really suck today. I don't know what it is. I don't know what got a hold of me today. But you ever like take the wrong medication? Like for me, I don't know, at first I thought it was, okay, I'm getting a cold, so I took DayQuil, and now I'm realizing, no, these are allergies. It just has that allergy feeling, but I can't take anything now because I've already done my allotment of DayQuil. I don't know if I can throw a Claritin on top of all that. I don't want to get sick of taking too many meds either, right? 803-0930, star 930. Now, as I said, Tim Kennedy allegedly brought this up at a press conference on Friday. I spent the whole break looking for the comment, actually looking for the press conference. There's only clips of the press conference. But again, no post on social media, ignoring my request. And I don't, you know, you can ignore my request, but not doing a sit down. He was quick to go on C-SPAN and talk about the Iran war, but won't talk about stuff that, you know, he might actually be able to help out in. And that's the radioactive land in the town of Niagara. Let's go to Tom. He's in Tonawanda. Hey, Tom, thanks for hanging on.
Hi, Mr. Beamer. You got a great show. I enjoy listening to you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Listen, there's only one way to deal with these, with the state and all that. The state, the county, and that, have all those people stop paying their taxes, whether it's water, school, property, whatever, at the county level, the state level. That's the only way you're going to get their attention. And that Kennedy, he's a joke. Kathy's a joke. So take the money out of their pocket, and you might get some remediation.
Or they might put you in jail, Tom.
I'm sorry?
Or they might put you in jail. I get the point, but unfortunately, we know how they react if conservatives don't pay their taxes.
Well, they're going to have to do something, and when mass people speak, you usually get something done, and especially when you take money out of their pocket.
Yeah, you know what, Tom? What would be even better is if everyone who says they're going to vote for Bruce Blakeman actually went to the polls in November and voted for Bruce Blakeman.
Yeah, that's and we need a change. We need a big change.
Yeah, it's status quo. I mean, everything takes forever in this state, and this is a situation where time is, again, if this was me, Tom, and you told me that was in my house, I would sleep in a grocery store parking lot before going back in that house, and I just can't imagine what these people are going through.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, like, if there's children involved and all that stuff. And in this state, in this county, once you mention children, you get whatever you want.
Again, this woman has a 3-year-old kid and unfortunately still living in her house. I hope things change after this meeting today. Tom, appreciate the call and the kind words. You know, like I said, this is how you get change. You go to the polls. That's how you get change. Go to the polls and vote. The amount of people who say that they think that Hochul and Cuomo have taken the state in a further bad direction, or think that Poloncarz has been an absolute joke as a county executive. And then I said, why didn't you vote? Well, why would I go vote, right? They're going to win anyway. Yeah, but if everyone who had that attitude went to the polls, it might be different. You know, there are more registered Republicans and nothings than Democrats, right? If you took Republicans and independents and put them together, not to say independents are nothing, that was a poor choice of words, I apologize. But if you were to take Republicans, conservatives, and independents, there's more of the three of those than there are Democrats. But people get complacent, right? They're like, well, you know, why would I go vote? The polls have Hochul up 16%. And you know, they stay at home. I'm saying don't do that this year. For everyone, if everyone who says they're going to vote for Bruce Blakeman or says that Kathy Hochul is a train wreck of a governor, then Bruce Blakeman would be the next governor of New York. Right? Just as you know, I'd like to say the same about county executive. I mean, Mark Poloncarz was elected by, 10% of registered Erie County voters, maybe 20. You know, people just don't go to the polls, and especially people who think that the state's going to the dump because they just think it's a lost cause. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, where someone texted me, "You need healthy fats." I don't know where that came from. Was that text intended for someone else? Over the weekend, yesterday, you heard my talk with Gene Vinyl and John Davis running for chair of the Erie County Democrats. That's right. They are challenging Jeremy Zellner. And very interesting that you are starting to hear some Democrats actually say about Zellner what I've been saying for years. Now, is it enough Democrats? We'll see. We'll see if it's enough committee members. But, you know, I talked to John Davis and I said, John, how are you going to go to your colleagues are all endorsing the other guy? And, you know, very mature answer. He says it's business as usual. And then I asked, do you believe that do you believe that there are Democrats who are scared of Jeremy Zellner? And he said yes. And if you look at the ties that members in Amherst politics, the Amherst Democrats, have to the county committee, and how many committee members are on the council, well, you would see while they're all standing in line with Zellner. I mean, Zellner pretty much controls the Democrat Party in Erie County. And the funny thing is, it's because of committee members, and we know a lot of these committee members, they think they're know-it-alls and that they're better than you. They will do as he says. But again, when you put it up to the voters, to the actual people, to the Democrats, they said, we don't want Jeremy Zellner representing us. Especially the ones that live in the 61st district, Senate district. They say, no, we don't want Jeremy Zellner representing us. And like I said, I'd love to have a Democrat call in and tell me why Zellner is still the guy to run the party when he literally reorganized Buffalo politics just so he could get another paycheck. I mean, this is a guy who, I mean, ruined Chris Scanlon's political career just so he could get in the Senate, no primary. The committee does as he says, which is scary. I'm not sure how after that fell apart, he could still run the party. And I'm surprised that there's not a louder call from the voters. Again, the committee members are going to do what the committee members do. But if there was a loud enough outrage that this self-obsessed person wants to run the party again, and he keeps on pointing to his victories. Okay, you got Democrats elected. How has that worked out for Erie County, Jeremy Zellner? How has that worked out for the city of Buffalo? The fact that you got Democrats elected. But over the weekend, John Davis had already announced, and Jean Vinyl announced that she's jumping into the race. And I got to say, I think that's the best news Jeremy Zellner could hear. Because Jean Vinyl, if you heard our interview yesterday, pretty much agrees with everything John Davis had been saying. So you're going to split the non-Zellner vote, and Jeremy Zellner's going to coast into another term of running the Erie County Democrats. That's how I see this playing out. I've seen this story too many times. Right? It's like in 2016, the never Trump Republicans, but they stayed in the primary. So then they just split the never Trump vote. I'm not comparing Zellner to Trump. Please, let's take a chill pill. But they split the never Trump vote. Trump wins the primary and goes on to defeat Hillary Clinton, thankfully. The more people that jump into this, because of the control that Zellner has over the party, and as John Davis admitted, people are scared of Jeremy Zellner. Imagine being scared of Jeremy Zellner. What's he going to do besides make some pancakes? What's he going to do? But there are people in the party that are scared, are frightened of Jeremy Zellner It's really funny because these are people who will call Trump a bully. Remember that? That was a big thing in the 2020 election. He's just a bully. But who's a bigger bully than Poloncarz and Zellner? I mean, you've got Poloncarz literally texting people that going on my show and being seen with me is bad for your political career. You've got Zellner, who apparently is frightening committees to publicly endorse him over their colleague. In public, they'll say, oh, Trump's a bully, yet they're bullies. They're bullies. Zellner and Poloncarz. Now, also over the weekend, I follow this stuff very closely, so you don't have to. Over the weekend, we did get one withdrawal of support, and that was friend of the show, Supervisor Brian Nowak, who posted yesterday, quote, "It's unfortunate that I have to do this, but the Cheektowaga Democratic Party's endorsement for the Erie County Democrat Committee chairman made back in October of 2025 no longer speaks for me. I'm grateful for the support from the current ECDC chairman and my town Democratic Party. In retrospect, I believe the endorsement was premature. This should not have been taken as an endorsement as either of the declared alternatives for ECDC chair. If I'm fortunate enough to be elected ECDC treasurer, I will work with whoever the county chair is and better the organization." So Brian Nowak pulled back his endorsement of Zellner, pretty prominent Democrat in Cheektowaga. Again, Cheektowaga, kind of those one of those purple towns, right? Sometimes goes red, sometimes goes blue. But Nowak saying, no, I'm not going to be intimidated by Zellner. I'm gonna hold back and I'm gonna listen to the arguments of the other people. And you just have to hope that this committee vote, and again, I think it's around 4,000. It's a few committee members, they'll show up and vote. It's not a public vote. You can't go to the ballot box and vote against Jeremy Zellner. But you wonder, is this going to be like the City of Buffalo Forum, where the committee met and selected who they're going to endorse for mayor, which was just a sham? It was a complete sham. They went going in knowing they were going to endorse Sean Ryan. The forums were just a waste of everybody's time. And you wonder, since Zellner, let's be honest, seemingly gets his way with the Erie County Democrat Committee, because I'm sure they really, really pondered if they were going to endorse Zellner or Rivera in the special election, right? Who they were going to put up, and if they were going to endorse Zellner or Rivera in the primary. I'm sure Zellner said nothing about that to the committee. But it's funny. So I say that to John Davis, and then I get a text from somebody who's, he knows what's going on. Or they know what's going on in politics, says people are also scared of Mark Poloncarz. And like, it's, if you're an elected, if you're an adult elected official in Erie County, and you're like, oh, I've got to make sure Mark Poloncarz isn't mad at me or Jeremy Zellner isn't mad at me, and you're scared of their reaction, is it really worth being in politics? I mean, seriously, that's an honest question. If you are frightened for your career by the approval of Mark Poloncarz and Jeremy Zellner, then maybe politics isn't for you. Because I know elected Democrats who don't care what Zellner or Poloncarz think of them. And again, we don't agree politically, but they're absolute rock stars. But too many, especially on the Amherst Town Council, all of them but John Davis, they're frightened of Jeremy Zellner. I like Sean Lavin. I can't wait to have Lavin on the show again. I like Sean Lavin. I like Sean Lavin a lot as a person. I don't agree with him politically. But Sean Lavin's a cool guy. That sounded like George when Tony, such a cool guy. But Sean Lavin, you're scared of Jeremy Zellner? Come on. If I was on the Amherst committee, I would ask Zellner, can you please take that down, that endorsement? Prominent Democrats at Amherst endorse Zellner. But that political game, you gotta suck up to the established politicians in your party. I just couldn't do that. Right? I couldn't do that. I couldn't write a diary like Anthony Fauci. And I couldn't just suck up to self-important politicians. And we have a few of them in Erie County, especially on the left side of the aisle, with Zellner and Poloncarz, who's the chairman now of an organization that no one's ever heard of. 803-0930-*930. That is the number to get on the program. It's also the number to get on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. When we come back, I will take your calls on anything we've discussed. So far today, we've talked about the jersey, the awful Bills alternative jersey, the Save Our Backyards meeting tonight on the radioactive land, or about the radioactive land in Niagara, concerned citizens, 6 o'clock at the Wyndham Garden Hotel, 4443 Main Street, Niagara Falls. 6 to 8:30 tonight. Doors open at 5. Make sure you get there and let your voice be heard. We talked about the Erie County Democrat chair race, something I will be, I don't know about you, this is something I'll be following very closely. It's like, are people ready to move on from a guy who clearly only cares about himself? And to hear John Davis, I thought John Davis, again, we don't agree politically, really liked what he said yesterday. For John Davis, a Democrat running for the chair, to say Zellner made his entire Senate campaign about standing up to Trump when there's bigger issues at the state and local level. And what have I been saying? It's crazy to me when people running for local office make it about Trump. That's insane, Democrats. That's insane. You're making your local election about Trump? Is Trump the reason Buffalo's in debt? Is Trump the reason that no area in Western New York is anywhere close to the median household income nationally? Is it Trump's fault that Poloncarz, that almost 50 people died in the blizzard of 22? Is that Trump's fault? Trump wasn't even president in 22. But everything local when it comes under Jeremy Zellner, Trump, Trump, Trump. And I thought that was so refreshing when John Davis said, yeah, it's a local election. It can't all be about Trump. We need to focus on local issues. I'll go back to Sean Lavin. Again, I hope Lavin gets back to me on when he can come on the show, because I'd like to know why he's endorsing Zellner. But like, Lavin never brought up Trump when he was running for Amherst Town Supervisor. Because what does Trump have to do with Amherst? But Zellner's making pancakes about Trump. Poloncarz, I think Poloncarz dreams about Trump in his sleep. That's all I hear from these people. 803-0930, star 930. When we come back, we'll take your calls on all that. And what's your threshold for being sick from work? And has that changed? We'll talk about that when we come back. It's Beamer on WBEN.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
I'm Hannah. I've lost 75 pounds in 20 months with GLP-1s, plus diet and exercise. On Row, I've gone from struggling to run a mile to running farther every day. You can access FDA-approved GLP-1s online. Get the support you need to reach your weight loss goals. Go to row.co/weight to see if you qualify. I'm a paid Row partner. 20% average weight loss in 1 year in non-diabetics with obesity or overweight with a weight-related medical condition versus 3.1% in placebo arm. Rx only. To stay informed about serious side effects, go to row.co/safety.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Baseball fans, think you know who's hitting a homer today? Well, FanDuel is giving you a free chance to call your shot with daily dingers. Joining the action is easy. Just make your free pick on who's hitting a home run in their game, and if you're right, you'll get a profit boost to use on your next bet for a chance at extra winnings. You've got nothing to lose and a lot to gain. And don't forget, you can make a free pick every day during the MLB season. It's just another reason why FanDuel is the home for home runs. So, are you ready to play your game today? Join all the action at FanDuel.com/podcast. That's FanDuel.com/podcast to play daily dingers and make your free pick on who's hitting a homer. Play ball and swing for the fences on FanDuel, an official partner of the MLB.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez. August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.
Joe Beamer, final segment, News Radio 930 WBEN. Programming note, you'll catch me at 3 the rest of the week, except for Friday. Stefan Mihailo will be in. I'm off on Friday, going to the big city of Cleveland. You look at Cleveland, and you know, to some extent, Cleveland's what Buffalo could be, and Cleveland's got their problems. It's so interesting to listen to Cleveland talk radio. You know me, I'm a nerd. I'll listen to talk radio from anywhere. And the things they complain about in Cleveland and talking about, you know, the city's stuck in the past and all that. And then you go to Cleveland from Buffalo and you're like, my gosh, if Buffalo could be Cleveland, that would be a success story. It's interesting to hear that. And then, you know, you listen down in Pittsburgh, you know, again, similar. And the things they complain about, you know, where Pittsburgh could be. And it's like Pittsburgh's on a whole nother level as Buffalo or Cleveland. But it's just, you know, everyone finds their problems where they live. The problem with Western New York is there's no shortage of problems. And those problems never get resolved. I mean, this Gordie Howe Bridge, okay? I looked this up over the weekend. Because I was just interested. The Gordie Howe Bridge, okay? It was proposed that they started talking about the Gordie Howe Bridge in the early 2000s, okay? And they put a committee together in 2004 for the Gordie Howe Bridge, all right? That just opened last week. That's 24 years of discussions. And people are like, oh my God, this bridge will never happen. What's taking them so long? That's half the time we've been talking about a new peace bridge in Buffalo. So people are complaining about how long it took for the Gordie Howe Bridge to come to realization, to open, in 24 years. And in Buffalo, like, hold my beer. It's been about 50 years of discussions. Longer than I've been alive, they've been talking about a new peace bridge in Buffalo. So I mean, just to show you what other areas complain about, we can always I feel like we can always one better it. Oh, you want to talk about waiting? You want to talk about the weight game? How about we're just now putting things in the remainder of the hole left by the arena that we tore down in 2009 that was sitting empty since 96? And why eventually did they have to tear it down? Because every year there'd be a new thing they were going to do with the arena. And then the October surprise storm came, knocked out all the power, and the building flooded. And, well, yada, yada, yada. We really couldn't hold it up just for Shays to paint their backdrops. That is the story of the odd. Remember, they were going to put a multi-event center, and it was going to have shopping and a water park. Remember this? This was like late 90s, early 2000s. Every year it would be about something they could do with the odd. Oh, we're going to gut the inside, and if it was still standing, I'm sure someone would say, we're going to put pickleball courts in there. But every year it was a new idea for the odd. And then the October surprise storm came, and I mean, it just flooded the place out. I went into the odd right before they tore it down, and I mean, it was just the water damage. Everything was all over the place. I mean, it had that smell of a building that just been sitting there. But just to show you what happens in other parts of the country, yeah, 24 years, that does sound like a long time to wait. Try 48, because that's how long we've been talking about a new Peace Bridge. And guess what? We'll never get one. My son will be married with children, if he wants children. Married with children, maybe. And we'll still be talking about a new Peace Bridge. We probably won't still be talking about Bass Pro Shop, but we'll be talking about a... Does every family do that when they're traveling? That's a big one in my family. If we go buy a Bass Pro Shop, someone will have to say, oh, is that the one that was supposed to be on the waterfront? That's still a big joke in the Beamer family. We like to remember the days of how Bass Pro was going to save downtown Buffalo. And instead, we got the sister store, Cabela's, which is great. Nothing against Cabela's. But, I mean, they're owned by Bass Pro, and they took over the old Wegmans, and it's got everything you need. 803-0930, star 930. So we were talking about Zellner. One more thing, and then I will get to the topic that I proposed here, about how everything is Trump, okay? This is Zellner's chairman page, July 11th, and I apologize for the congestion. My allergies are acting up. Now that I know it's my allergies, I'll take some Claritin or an allergy medication. I shouldn't say brand name. I'm not endorsing any of them. I'll take my allergy medication, and I'll be perfect tomorrow. Someone says my respiratory irritations are probably from the forest fire smoke. Ah, I didn't think about that. Can I blame the smoke on that? I wasn't here on, like, the worst days of the smoke. But I'll take it. So this is Zellner. July 11th on his chairman page, okay? Democrats are working hard across Erie County to send Donald Trump a message this November. Join me July 22nd in supporting endorsed Democrat Jeff Quain for West Seneca Town Council. Because you know, Donald Trump is in the Oval Office. He's like, all right, these midterm elections, they're brutal. Hey, what's going on the West Seneca Town Council in New York State? Could you... Caroline Levitt, could you go check out what's going on in West Seneca, New York at the town council? I heard this Jeff Quain is going to step up to me. So could you check that? That'll send the message. Donald Trump is focusing on the West Seneca town council. That will send the message to him. That's the problem with Zellner. That's the problem with, I mean, there's a lot of problems with Zellner and polling cars. But to hear John Davis yesterday say that, it's like, oh my gosh, this is a Democrat saying what I have been saying for years. Because the Democrat Party since 2016 has been the anti-Trump party. They have no identity, right? I mean, they have their pronouns, but they have no identity. They are the anti-Trump party. And how do you move on? I asked John Davis that yesterday. You can find his answer. I'm going to pull a Puckett. You can find that answer at WBEN.com. But John Davis said that. I said, what does the party become after Trump? Because for Democrats, they're all excited about the midterms. What about 28? What about 2028 when Trump's not on the ballot? You can't run against Trump anymore. So it is a bit ridiculous and looks a bit foolish when you're running local elections and you're saying that we're standing up to Trump by endorsing Jeff Quain. No offense to Jeff Quain. He's more people know Jeff Quain now than ever knew him before I said his name. But like, how is that? Why don't you talk about the issues in Erie County, Jeremy Zellner? I notice when I look at your chairman page, you don't like to talk about the problems in Erie County. We don't like to talk about what's going on in the city of Buffalo, right? Had a great conversation with Adam Bojack. And what did they talk about with Adam Bojack? Now, this is the guy who beat Karen Hoke in the primary to take over Rivera's seat, okay? And you're saying, okay, Rivera's district. All right, well, part of downtown's in that, right? Now we've got all the people talking about radioactive soil and toxins in the dirt. Maybe we need to talk about what potentially we need to focus some thoughts on. City of Buffalo is in that district, parts of the city, and their taxes just went up. But what did Adam Bojack and Zellner, again, Bojack's not running for Congress. He's certainly not running for Senate. He is running for the Assembly in New York State. And Zellner says, we will be working hard to elect Adam and our entire state delegation to make sure we have a strong leadership in Albany, fighting for Western New York and pushing back on Trump's MAGA policies. I mean, again, what does Trump have to do with any of the issues facing Western New York? These are issues that have been here long before Donald Trump. And when it comes to business, New York State's always been business unfriendly. The COVID pandemic and the doubling down on lockdowns that we are now learning from Fauci's diary were a bit exaggerated and had no effect on COVID infections. And again, you'll be hearing more about that as the week goes on. That had nothing to do with Trump. Now, yes, I, in the primary, said I thought Trump gave Fauci too much control. And we're learning that that was true. But to make every state and county election about Donald Trump, and now you're starting, finally some Democrats are speaking up. And they're saying, we got to be more than the anti-Trump party, and we can't be socialist. I mean, are there common sense Democrats that are finally saying, there are, we can't be socialist, we have to have an identity that's not, we're anti-Trump, and we got to stop being so vocal on the 80-20 issues. And I thought Steve Roberts actually made a great point this morning, talking with Susan and Brian about the problems that both parties have, but saying that, you know, the loons on the left, the AOCs and the Mamdanis, the problem in 2026 that wasn't a problem in 1996 was social media. And that these New York politicians that, yes, either are part of just New York City or, you know, a district in the city, they now have a platform that goes beyond the state because of social media. And that's Steve Roberts saying that. Steve Roberts is, I mean, he gets paid to be the liberal political analyst. So it's interesting to see some Democrats, you know, your Van Jones and others speak out. But then again, you look at primary results in some of the bluest areas and, you know, socialism is getting more and more popular for the Democratic Party. The party of democracy is also starting to support things like abolishing the Senate. Interesting stuff. Really interesting stuff. All right, so before we get out of here, I'm congested today. I don't feel great. I told you at the beginning of the show. I don't feel amazing. I think it's just allergies, but it's annoying. I am the worst at being sick, and I think it gives people this... people are perceive that I'm sick all the time. I'm not sick all the time. I haven't been sick in months. But when I'm sick, I am such a baby about it. Like, I am the worst at being sick because it... I just let it bring me down. I am not a good sick. Okay? I hate being sick. It's one of my least favorite things. I always have Halls on in my backpack. I pile up the medication. I can't do it. I hate being sick. So like I said, this morning I felt great. And it really took about 3 hours after waking up before I started like getting like I am right now. And I was thinking, well, I talk for a living. I literally get to talk on a microphone to the greatest audience to ever exist. A little congestion is not a reason to call in sick. But I was wondering, what's the threshold for calling in sick? And has that changed over time? Now, a lot of people work from home. And I know somebody, they don't want me to, I'm sure they don't want me to say who they are, but I know someone who works from home. And let's just say they had what many are, well, not many, what some are having as a reaction to eating lettuce. Okay? And they still didn't call in sick to work. They still worked from home while they were taking regular trips to the bathroom. Now, in this industry, that would be a little difficult because we have some great technology to be able to work from home if we have to, but you don't want to bring the microphone into the bathroom. Okay? So that would be an instance where I would probably have to say, today's not my day. You know, Lisa, I'm sorry. Today is not my day. Okay? But for some, you know, the threshold gets more with age, with time, and some get less. Now, when I worked in retail, and again, you know, most of the employees at the retail level were part-time. You know, you had full-time managers, and I was the receiving lead. I was full-time. And you had maybe a full-time associate here and there, but mostly part-time. And let's just say, for the part-timers, their threshold was very little, a paper cut. They would have called in sick. Now, at that level, let me just say this, as someone who, you know, if someone called in sick, that means I had no one helping me in the back, and I would very rarely, I wouldn't get much time to get the packages received because I'd have to go fill that person's position. But you would be happy if someone just called and gave you a heads up they weren't going to be in. Because many times in my finding in retail, people just don't show up. Especially people who are about to quit. They don't give a 2 weeks notice. They just stop showing up. And after about, you know, not being there 3 times, you realize, oh, they must have left. They must not be here anymore. We can schedule someone else now. But I'd like to know what the threshold is. 803-0930, star 930. We've got a few minutes here. Has your threshold changed? For me, I would say a day like today, I wouldn't call in sick at any job I had today. But like if I had what you get from eating lettuce, I don't think I have a job where I could have gone into work. I definitely could not have worked retail when I'm making frequent trips to the bathroom. And I couldn't work here. I mean, I've told you guys, do I want to end on this note? I've told you guys the story about the blizzard of 22. Maybe Tanner hasn't heard the story. But that morning, Brian was off. I was doing BMAZ and Beamer alone. And we had Mitch Martin, at the time the director of public works, on talking about the plan for the snow that was about to come. And I don't know what I ate the night before, but let's just say I had to cut the interview short. And then for 30 minutes, now this was the beginning of the blizzard, for 30 minutes I was making regular, I know that's way too much information. And then when the snow started falling, and Jimmy said, Joe, could you get to Tops and just throw anything into a cart? And Tim Wenger said, hey, we'll reimburse you. Could you just get any, you know, get as much as you can for the studio? and I'm at Tops and they are 30 minutes from closing, right? They're closing so their employees can get home before it gets really bad, and I have to use their bathroom. Now, the reason I'm telling this story is a day like that, like if that started hitting again, I'd probably have to take off, right? Very difficult to host if I'm making frequent trips to the bathroom. On the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, working from home, I don't call in unless absolutely necessary. And another person says, I have to be losing a limb to call off of work. Yeah, I don't have a lot of accomplishments in school. As I said, I was a very mediocre student. But one accomplishment is I never was sick a day of middle school. So for three straight years, I had perfect attendance in middle school. I think it's because I get bored sitting at home. Like, I have to be to the point where I'm sleeping because I'm so sick. Like, I get bored. I remember being actually sick from school one day. This is in high school. And getting bored because you have nothing to do. I mean, you know, once The Price is Right comes on, that now you've got 2 hours until you would have been at home anyway. Right? By the way, I had some polling to share with you guys, but we'll have to get into that another time because I talked too much about Zellner and the Democrats. Hey, thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Thanks for the calls. Thanks for the text. Don't forget, tomorrow, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll be in for Tom, 3 to 6. You'll hear Jimmy Fallon's program on in my time slot. So I will talk with you tomorrow at 3. Tanner, thank you as always. Bowerly's next on WBEN.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on Auto Trader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Really? Wait, are you...
Yep, it's Keenan.
Able to finish in person without starting the process over?
Really? Your info stays with you every step of the way.
Cool. Enjoy.
It's Keenan Thompson. Buy your car online on Auto Trader. Really?
Keep cool out there, folks. It's going to be a hot one.
We the people love summer baseball. The food is over the top. The cheers come from the chest. We came with friends, but we met new ones. We have seats, but we're standing. They say it's anyone's game. But from what we can see, it's everyone's. Baseball for the people.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Las Vegas was built for stars. And on August 22nd, two of boxing's biggest take center stage. Rolly Romero never follows the script.
This is my game.
Teofimo Lopez has never needed one.
This guy's got a big mouth.
For years, they've had plenty to say.
All you do is talk.
But with world championship gold on the line, can they back it?
Teo, I'm here. I'm going all in.
It's time to put up or shut up. Rolly Romero versus Teofimo Lopez, August 22nd.
I'll shut you up.
Watch on DAZN and DAZN on Prime Video.